Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Falk, speaking to you from Tellstone in Eretz Yisrael, the home base of Neve Tzion, on the Neve Tzion podcast. Mitzvah Shem, I hope next week to begin again Tefillah, but this week I'm about to leave to London to celebrate, to participate in the celebration of a chasana of Yehuda Zev Siegel, a Neve alumni who is getting married there. So I'm doing the podcast early, and I'd like to share with you something which I might say there tomorrow, on Thursday. And it's from this week's Parsha, Parsha Shemini. There's a fascinating thing, which is not only mentioned in this week's Parsha, but it actually happened during the days that we are right now going through. From Chav Gimel Adar until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, B'nai Yisrael hoped to bring the Shekhinah down to this world by building the Mishkan. And these are the days when the Mishkan was constructed every single day by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe did the Avodah. He brought all the Korbanos that Hashem had commanded. And through this, they were going to bring the Shekhinah down. Moshe did it for 7 days. Every single day, he did the Avodah just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. And the Shekhinah did not come down. B'nai Yisrael went to Moshe and they said, we worked so hard and we invested so much in making the Mishkan. They were so disappointed that the Shekhinah hadn't come down. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm not the right person to bring down the Shekhinah. The person who has to bring down the Shekhinah is Aaron HaKohen. And he called Aaron HaKohen and he told Aaron HaKohen, you are going to do the Avodah on the eighth day, the Yom HaShemini, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Aaron HaKohen was extremely hesitant. Aaron HaKohen did not believe, didn't think that he could do it. Because Aaron HaKohen had terribly hard feelings because he had, even though unintentional, but he had been involved in the Chet HaEgel. And therefore he thought that he would not, Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who can bring down the Shekhinah to this world that we live in. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Krav el HaMizbeach, you come and you do the Avodah, because you were chosen for that. Lekoch nivcharto. Aaron HaKohen reluctantly did it. And he did the Avodah on the eighth day. He did everything. He did it with all the beautiful kavanas. And at the end of the eighth day, the Shekhinah didn't come down. And Aaron was so disappointed. And he felt so embarrassed. And he blamed it on himself. Because of the Chet of Egel that I participated in, that's probably why I don't have the schus to bring down the Shekhinah, that the Shekhinah should dwell with us. And then he does a crazy thing. Then Aaron HaKohen goes out to the B'nai Israel, and he says, he gives them a bracha. What bracha does he give them? He goes out and he gives them Birkas Kohanim. He blesses them with the Birkas Kohanim. It says, Vayisa Aronis Yodov Elohom Vayivorechem. He raised up his hands and he blessed them. And Rashi quotes the Chazal, Vayivorechem Birkas Kohanim. Yivorechecho, and the second bracha of Yoyer, and then Niso. Why in the world? Why now? It didn't work. The Shekhinah didn't come down. Why are you going out and doing Birkas Kohanim? Rabbi, I want to tell you a beautiful thing. If you look at the Birkas Kohanim, it's a fascinating bracha. It's a beautiful bracha. It's a bracha that we give to our children every single Shabbos, both to the boys and to the girls. The bracha, it's three brachas, and there's a klal, there's a rule, Malim Bakodesh, that we always go up in Kedusha. Therefore, each bracha is greater than the bracha that preceded it. The first bracha that he says, the Kohen says, is Yivorechecho Hashem v'yishmarecho. Rashi says that Hashem should bless you and protect you. Rashi says, Yivorechecho sheyizbarchu nechasecho. It's talking about your belongings. It's a bracha for parnos. It's a bracha for the physical needs that we have. That's the first bracha. The second bracha is even a more beautiful and lofty bracha. Yoyer Hashem ponav elecho v'yichuneko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shine his smile. He should view us with such a smile. Yoyar Hashem Paravelech of Yechuneko, give us a special chain, the chain of Loimde Torah, the chain of De Hashem. Such a beautiful, beautiful bracha. And then comes the ultimate bracha, the third bracha. Yiso Hashem Paravelecho V'yosem Lecho Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the blessing of Shalom, and Chazal say the blessing of peace of Shalom is the greatest of all brachas. It's the greatest vessel, because the bracha of Shalom is the only kli that can hold all of the blessings. But if you look at Rashi, there's a very strange thing here. This beautiful bracha, which seems to show all of the love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yiso Hashem Ponov, Rashi explains the Yiso Hashem Ponov Elecho Yichboish Kaasoi. He will control his anger. What kind of a blessing is that? Where he's angry at us and controlling his anger? He's angry? And that's the blessing of Shalom when he's angry at us? Rabbi, I want to tell you a Meiridiki Yisoid. The greatest bracha in the world is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu promises us that he will never, ever give up on us, that he will never allow that connection, that love that he has, to be broken. Even b'shas kasoi, even when we do things that we deserve the kas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu will conquer that kas. Kadosh Baruch Hu will overcome that kas in order that we should have the bracha of Shalom, that we should have an eternal covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can never be broken, no matter what we do. Rabbi say, it's unbelievable. Such a beautiful bracha. The test of a relationship is not when things are going good. The test of a true relationship is when things are not going good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I will never let that love and that relationship be broken. Such a beautiful bracha. Why did Aaron HaKohen say it then? Because he felt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the bracha you told me to give to Klal Yisrael, that you will never give up on us. We've sinned. We've done things wrong, but we want your Shechina. We want you to dwell with us. We won't give up on it. After that, Birkas Koyanim, Moshe and Aaron went together into the Oyel Moed, and they davened for the Shechina, and the Shechina came down on Klal Yisrael. Such a beautiful thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give up. Never will he give up. My boy said, there's a beautiful maisa from the Kotzker. The Kotzker Rebbe was sitting with his Hasidim on Shabbos. It was Shalashudis, which is a special, special time. And he turned to his Hasidim and he asked them, tell me, where does God live? The Hasidim was shocked. What do you mean, where does God live? Meloi chol aretz kimoidai. The glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the universe, fills the world. What kind of a question? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives everywhere. The Kotzker said back to them, no. He says, you don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives where we let him in. If we want him to be with us, if we open our homes, we open our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and wants to dwell with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in dwelling just with Malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to come and dwell with people who have challenges, who have ups and who have downs, who work to have that relationship with him. But he wants us to always keep that door open, to never give up on having that Shekhinah being Shoyre dwelling upon us. So we need that. There's nothing we want more in the world than that. Rabbeisai, we have to open up the doors, keep them open all the time to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to beg him, please come dwell with us. That is what brought down the Ashras Hashchina, that they didn't give up. Even B'Sha'as Kas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koivesh Kasai, because he loves you like you can't imagine. We should be Zeichem Etz Hashem, to Ashras Hashchina, to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives every day, every second of our lives.